The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hello, my name is Samira. So I wanted to share my experience working in my first nursing job at the age of 18, working at my local hospital. So when I was 18 years old, I ended up getting this job as a CNA at the hospital. They're called patient care techs at this hospital in my city. So when I started this job, I started out working, I was hired onto the weekend night shift package. So I'd work weekends, like every weekend pretty much, Friday through Sunday, a 12-hour shift, and just have one weekend off. I was also going to school full-time while I was doing this for nursing. So when I started out at this job, I ended up having issues with two people. I was trained by this one woman named Rachel at this job. She precepted me during night shift. And at first, my initial impression of Rachel was that she seemed nice. When I... that first night I started, she actually told me that she packed some extra food just in case I didn't bring any, which I thought was pretty sweet of her to think, and I just considered of her to think like that. So she just, like, came off pretty nice to me at first. when I started this job, it being my first CNA job, I had issues in the beginning just managing time. And I ended up like having to do a little bit more training focused on my time management. So afterwards, it was okay going on forward. So one thing I did notice when it came to Rachel was that she was very bossy. Like that was, I mean, when I first started, she told me about how everybody eats lunch at the nurse's station, even though that's not actually policy. But she just made it, like she just said it to me like, that's just what we do around here because we get so busy. Like no one can really cover you. Like, so we always eat lunch out here at the nurse's station. So that's what I would do since they were doing it as well, even though that wasn't policy, even though we're not mandated by policy to eat out of the nurse's station. We're actually guaranteed by the policy that we get a 30-minute break where we can relax and not do any patient care. So pretty much she was pretty much saying like, oh, you can't have a break. You're not entitled to a break, which is ridiculous. But yeah, that's one thing I just right away, like I just noticed like she was very, very bossy and overstepped her role as a CNA, even though that's the only thing she was like, that's her job position. So that's just one thing that's what I had a problem with when it came to Rachel. So another person at that job that I had issues with was this nurse named Angie. So Angie just pretty much didn't like me right off the bat. When I started one day, like one time I was walking back past the nurse's station and she turned to one of the nurses and was like, I really hate her. I just hate her, referring to me. She said, I really, really just hate her. And like I overheard this, but I didn't say anything about it just because I don't know, like I was just busy anyways, like at the time, like just doing patient care. So I didn't respond to it. But then like the thing with this is it went from her just saying like, I hate, like talking about me to other people saying like, how much she hates me to just being very like sort of passive aggressive. That's what it started out with, passively rude. Just making fun of me, taunting. A lot of times her taunts were directed towards my food. So I'm eating at the nurse's station and then she turns and stares at me and says, your mac and cheese is offensive to my pregnant nose. Or like she'll make comments like, did your mom make that for you? Or like she'll often like just make comments about my food like, oh, you're having that again. Like just very, like just taunting something. Like she's always just taunting something about me. She's always making like a snarky remark about me. So the thing with Rachel is it was a lot of intimidation with her. A lot of times I'll be like on the computer at the nurse station just charting and she'll swivel her chair around. It was like circular nurse station. She'll swivel her chair around. And then I just like feel her eyes staring at me in the back. So she just like stare at me and stare at me up to a few minutes, you know? And then like, if I did turn around, I'd ask like, oh, did I miss something? Sometimes she'd tell me like, oh, you didn't chart here or something, like you didn't chart something, which it was okay. But it's just like, why can't you just tell me that, you know, like, why did you have to like stare at me for so long? And like, why didn't you say anything? And then, then she'll make a comment about me. If like, I asked her like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong? She'll just make a comment about my scrubs. Like, oh, your scrubs are wrinkled, you know, like a snarky comment. So yeah, I found her just like staring at me for just long, long periods of time. And I turn around and she's just like staring at me like a bug. So yeah, and that was what happened, what was going on with Rachel. Now, like Angie, Rachel, like I said, was very bossy. It was to an extent where, like, she acted as if she was actually, like, the manager. She acted like she has in her past, like, before she was a senior, she was a manager. I believe she was, like, managing a bar. She was oftentimes, like, in a managerial position. So instead of, like, acting like a CNA, she just, like, acts like a manager all the time, and she just nitpicks things and try and push her will over you. Like, she would often try to, like, push her will onto me. At first, so the thing that really got bad with Rachel, now, she had asked me to work for her this one time, which I was saying yes to. Like, when she asked me initially to, like, work for her, I told her, yes, I can work for you. And I worked for her a couple times. So after that, like, it got to a point where she was expecting me to always say yes to her whenever she asked me to work for her. She would expect it. And when I did say no, she would try and argue with me into working for her. She'd try to, like, she'd interrogate me. Like, if I said, no, I can't work for you, she'd be like, why? Like, she'd interrogate me as to why I can't work for her and try and just, like, really, really just push you with it as to, like, try and get pushy with me about why I wouldn't work for her, to a point where she said, like, why else do you think I keep you around if you're not going to work for me? So, yeah, it was really bad with her. It was really bad with her. I ended up working at this job for about a year, but I became PRN, and then I just quit. I quit this job because I just, like, anyways, even with these two, I just wasn't feeling like I was in the clique with this unit. You know, it wasn't like the other females were, like, the other women were mean to me necessarily. It's just more like I just didn't fit in their clique. So I just decided, instead of, like, telling HR about what I was experiencing, like, I just decided to quit the job. And I started working for this nursing home that was close to my school. So, yeah, that's what happened with me. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.